This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Given a bump by Clifton, who has to take the next Red Wings player on the attack. As it comes up the near side, it's Tarasenko scores! Now it's another veteran that says, don't write me off yet. Tarasenko gives Detroit a two-goal lead. It's 4-2 now with 9:06 to go in the second period.
Vladimir Tarasenko, amongst the many struggling on the Wings to score, but not tonight. The Red Wings put up 7 on Buffalo. That one ends up being your game winner. The goal of the game brought to you by Roswell Park Comprehensive Cancer Center. Early detection of cancer is our goal. Get in the game at roswellpark.org/WGR. We welcome you in here to the post-game show. Brian Colziel with you. 7-3 Detroit. It was a game after one. Buffalo scored late. Josh Norris to cut it to a 3-2 game. And then even after two, it was 4-3 as Zach Benson scored late. But the third period was all Red Wings. They started with a 5-on-3. We thought that would be difficult to kill off, and it was. Kane scores. Kane had just a monster night. 5 points, 2 goals, 3 assists. He gets a power play goal on the side of the net to make it 5-3. Then Kasper scores a few minutes later to make it 6-3, and then Seider on the power play again, making it 7-3. Detroit gets 3 goals on the power play. Buffalo in total, now obviously some of these are misconducts and roughing and, you know, stuff at the end of the game, but Buffalo in total takes 15 penalties in this game. 15. 73 total minutes of penalties for the Sabres. And, you know, some of them at the end of the game, just frustration or sticking up for teammates, all that sort of things. So, you know, that doesn't necessarily mean that the Sabres played undisciplined, but they still took too many penalties when it was a game. But nevertheless, I mean, you give up 7 to a team that has barely scored over the course of this losing skid. They had lost 6 straight. They had only won 2 of 10, and you let them put a 7 spot up on you. Ukko-Pekka Luukkonen, also another disappointing effort. He, for the most part, for the second half of the season, has been very, very, very poor, I think, in terms of what we thought he might bring. He was outstanding in the second half of last season, playing at almost Vezina-like numbers. And this year, the second half of the season, I think, has been very, very bad. Rochester is in a race, in a playoff race, and capable of maybe going far. And, you know, Devon Levi is going through all that, and that's where he's going to stay. So no reason to bring up Levi to be in this mess right now as the Sabres continue to just not play consistent hockey. They played well the other night against Edmonton, beat a good team. And you come right back tonight and, you know, you give Detroit, who has been playing awful, 7 goals. So it just, you know, the consistency is just not there. And it's a 7-3 loss. So we'll get player reaction here coming up in just a few moments. Paul Hamilton is awaiting to head into the Sabres dressing room. But 3 goals in the third. Kane, Kasper, and Seider. Kane was just having a fun night. 5 points, 2 goals, 3 assists. I'm sure he'll end up being the number one star in this game once we get the final results on it. But too many penalties, too many bad goals against by the Sabres. Goaltender Ukko-Pekka Luukkonen, the special teams again, letting the team down. They give up three power play goals to Detroit. And again, a poor finish to a game. The Sabres have not done a good job this year in terms of how they finish third periods when they have a chance to win or have a lead going into the third. That's been a repeating pattern from pretty much the start of the season all the way through. And no surprise here that it adds up in another loss. Jack Eichel and Vegas will be up next on Saturday, 12:30 game. That'll be at KeyBank Center, and of course we'll have that game for you right here on the Sabres Radio Network. Shots in the third were 9-8 Detroit. They take that in the game 29-26. So, I mean, Detroit has 29 shots, and Luukkonen lets up 7. So, again, some of them not his fault, but some of them definitely. I think he should have stopped. I'm not saying the Sabres win if he plays great, but I would say at least 3 of those 7, to me, are just sitting there saying, ugh, like, that can't go in. But 7 is jarring regardless that he lets in. He takes the loss. Peter Mrazek, the win, 26 shots, 3 goals against. All right, to the locker room. Here is Tage Thompson live with Paul.
Tage, defensively, what happened in that game for you guys?
I think obviously a lot of penalty kills for us. Dangerous group. I think they're very opportunistic. They don't need a whole lot to put in the back of the net, and I think that's what happened. I think we had a couple breakdowns defensively where they had some pretty clean looks and they capitalized on them. And that happens on top of the power play goals. That's it's a tough hill to climb.
How much a game like this? How much does this have to be kind of a gut check for everybody, especially like you guys need to be better on the road. You guys need to be better against the division, and for the performance to be what it was against that team.
Yeah, we got to be better. It's tough.
Why did that game get so chippy?
A lot of emotion. I think a lot of frustration. Just stuff built up throughout the game. I think it was just kind of a tipping point there. Obviously, I think a lot of the penalty kills, I think some of them were questionable calls, and felt like maybe we deserved a little better on that side of things. But at the same time, you can't worry about what the refs are doing. So you just got to keep grinding and find ways. But I think it was a good response. Obviously, Bryce gets hit there. I don't think anyone on the team really thought that was a clean hit. And you catch him in a vulnerable spot, and I think we responded the right way. And I think that plus a little bit of frustration throughout the game.
Power play. Did you like the way that you guys moved the puck a little bit better, scoring on the second half of the 5-on-3 at least?
Got a power play goal, 4-minute power play. Thought our unit had a good look. No real end zone set for us. Second group did a great job moving pucks, getting shots and traffic.
How did Zach Benson fit in on your guys' line?
It's great. I love the way he plays. Tenacious on pucks. Wins battles. He's a little bit of a rat on the ice, and creates time and space for guys away from him. And he's got a lot of skill too. Finds those little plays, and I like playing with him.
Thank you, Tage. Tage Thompson on the postgame. Brian, back to you.
All right, Thompson, despite the loss, just continues to do well offensively. He opens the scoring with his 34th of the season. And Thompson, I mentioned it with this with Paul during the intermission, has been outstanding, even strength. That's another even strength goal for him. He's got 29 goals now, even strength. That's second in the NHL, only behind Draisaitl of Edmonton, who has 31 even strength goals. So a pretty impressive stat there. Also, Thompson has been excellent in the first period. He has 17 goals. That leads the entire NHL Hockey League. And now he's up to 34. It's a 44-goal pace for Thompson. So he's been great. He was the first one in there when Norris kind of got hit there and jumped in. It's amazing on the ice there. Thompson's jumping in. I'm like, oh, don't get in there. Don't get hurt. Zach Benson, he's flying around like we would expect. I still wish Samuelson would just do more in those situations. He did not skate away. He was in there, but he didn't really do much. He kind of just held on to Kane's shoulder pads. But I guess, maybe I'm being picky. It seems like, you know, you've got a guy that's a foot and a half shorter in Benson getting, you know, jumping on three Red Wings, and Samuelson, who wears an A, who's big and obviously can maybe withstand a little bit more than somebody like Zach Benson could. I'd like him to at least get in there a little more. Not even saying he needs to start swinging, but just, I don't know. He's always disappointing in that spot to me, but maybe I'm being a little unfair. Anyway, Thompson, the point is Thompson's been great. Thompson jumped in there too. Thompson to me, is a leader on this team. Offensively, he's their best player. He's their best goal scorer. He's one of the best goal scorers in the NHL. And you'd think he would be part of the solution for sure. He and Dahlin leading the way, and the Sabres, this obviously are going to need more good players. I mean, sometimes you get the national broadcast with TNT if you watch on the TV side, and these guys go through and talk about, hey, what's wrong with the Sabres? What does this team need? I mean, you'd like to think part of the solution is Thompson and Dahlin, but you need more than just two players to figure it out. And for the right now, I think you've got Thompson and Dahlin in the right frame of mind. I know Dahlin was questioned about that yesterday, about that report that maybe he said to Kevin Adams that if things don't get fixed quick, he wants out. He denied it right away. But nevertheless, I mean, I'm okay with Dahlin saying it, even if he did. Like, fine. Like, put a little pressure on Kevin Adams and Terry Pegula to do something. Otherwise, you might waste away another extraordinary talent. You already sent away Reinhardt. You already sent away Eichel. You already had Ryan O'Reilly. I'm not saying he's in the level of their talent, but say he kind of lost his love for playing for this organization. You have players that don't want to play here. You do have some that do. It's not everybody. But you have quality, talented players that don't want to play here. And, you know, right now you've got Thompson and Dahlin, I think, fully engaged, fully taking on good leadership roles. They want to be part of the solution. Cousins did too. But at some point, losing adds up to the point that you have to make changes. And, well, that's why the Cousins trade happened. You just hope that it doesn't carry on long enough that you start to see Thompson and Dahlin get in the mode that we've seen with these other guys. The one thing that they at least have going for them, the Sabres have it in their corner, is that Thompson and Dahlin have long, long, long-term contracts. So they're not going to go anywhere. They don't have leverage to go anywhere, but they still can do ultimately what was, you know, whether it was properly reported or not, is asked to be traded or asked to be sent elsewhere. That obviously is something that at some point you hope doesn't happen if you're a Sabre fan, because these two players are excellent. And he's got to surround Thompson and Dahlin with more good players, more players that are going to play smart, more players that are not going to take stupid penalties, more players that are going to be in the right position defensively so they're not caught off guard like we see so often with this group. You know, there's a piece of me now that it's going to sit here and say, well, I thought goaltending was not something that the Sabres had to worry about. More on that in a moment. Here's Josh Norris, live with Paul.
Josh, you got a big goal at the end of the first, and then you were only down a goal at the end of the second. How did it get so far away from you guys after that?
Yeah, obviously, took a lot of penalties, and that really got us into trouble. So, probably just not being able to stay out of the box, really hurts you.
It's also managing the game, just some of the turnovers that gave them extended zone time.
Yeah, I mean, it's a good league. You got to take care of the puck, and, didn't think we did a very good job of that. So, penalties and puck management, it's not a recipe for success.
At the time, your first goal as a Sabre looked like it was going to be a big one because you guys responded right away after you got down 3-1. Talk about that goal, if you would, how it came about for you.
Yeah, good play by Benny. Thought he made a couple really good plays tonight, and good job by Tomer keeping it in. And you never forget your first, so it was nice to get it out of the way.
Was the hit on Bryson pretty much the boiling point for you guys? Because it got chippy.
Yeah, I mean, that was definitely part of it. I think probably the penalty, the trip on Zider. I don't know. It's you lose a game 7-3. You don't want to blame it on penalties. But I would, for the stuff that happened at the end, I would say, yeah, we weren't happy with some of the calls for sure.
You guys, as a group, obviously you play really well defensively against Edmonton. What's going to be the key to repeating that type of defensive performance?
Yeah, it's something that you have to do every night. You can't take nights off, and you can't get away from, the way that everyone needs to play. I think you have to, all be on the same page, and you can't give teams chances, especially, high-end teams. So, we're going to have to look at some video, but At the end of the day, it's just about compete and playing the right way. It's nothing special.
And there, you guys did allow three power play goals, whether you guys liked the calls or didn't. What can you guys do better on the penalty kill?
Yeah, obviously they burnt us a few times tonight, and just have to look at what happened. But we can't leave Upi out to dry like that. He's played really good, and I feel bad for him. So it's not on Upi.
Thanks, Josh. Josh Norris on the post game. Brian, back to you.
All right, Josh Norris there with Paul as he got his first goal as a Sabre. His 21st of the year, going to the net. Benson found him from behind, and he ends up scoring to make it a 3-2 Detroit game, heading to the locker room after 20 minutes. It was still a one-goal deficit after 40 minutes. Zach Benson scored late in the second. So it's 4-3 Detroit. I mean, it's definitely a game going to the third, but we knew the 5-on-3 kill for Buffalo was going to be key. They couldn't get it done. Kane scores there to make it 5-3, and then the route's on from there. Casper and Sider score to make it a 7-3 final. All right, we're going to hear from Lindy Ruff here, I believe, in the next few minutes, so stick with us here on the post game. Let's get some final stats while we wait for Lindy, and that's brought to you by Level Financial Advisors, helping you retire better. Visit levelfa.com. Okay, we go to shots in the third, 9-8 Detroit. It ends up 29-26 in the game. Lukanen, 22 saves. He surrenders 7. Mrazek, 23 saves. He gave up 3. Power plays, Detroit gets 3 goals there, 3 on 7 opportunities. Buffalo, 1 of 2. All right, here's Lindy Ruff live in Detroit.
Lindy, you got a big goal at the end of the first to be only down 1. You were only down 1 at the end of the second. How did it kind of get away from you?
You know, I think the that 5-on-3 that turned into a goal, you know, we got the kill on the 5-on-3 and came out of the box. And, you know, Zuck, I think, ran a little bit out of position and is a non-penalty killer, and that was a big goal at the time. And then, you know, I think our discipline just unraveled from there.
Between the puck management and the discipline, just frustrating to see. I mean, it's the same sort of mistakes that are really holding you guys back, especially on the road, like what you talked about before the game.
Yeah, you know what, some of the D-zone turnovers, you know, it's hard to recover from a couple of the plays we made. Frustrating for sure.
When Bryson gets his head put into the wall, was that kind of the boiling point right there where your guys just said enough is enough?
Yeah. You know, I think there was a few calls out there that we could have got. I think that, you know, some frustration settled in for. I love what Alex did. You know, and I think that you get in a game like that, the emotion is good.
What didn't you like about those penalty kills? They scored three times on you guys.
Well, like I said, we came out of the box and we got running. We got a little bit out of position on the one goal. They're good power play. I mean, they're going to get a look. I think we were 6 inches from putting it outside the blue line on the first one. I still think we could have stayed aggressive there. We could have had coverage on that little chip down the wall. But, you know, once it beat McLeod and Tuck, 3-on-2, and they made us pay.
I know Benson on the top line was a makeshift thing with JJ out, but what worked about that with Norris and Tage?
It was puck possession. Made some good plays down low and some good plays going through the neutral zone. And, you know, we've got a couple guys that still aren't up to speed. I mean, we've got Greenway and Zuck and Kulik, and thought the best would be to put Benson up there. And I thought he gave us a heck of a game up there. Thanks.
Lindy Ruff on the post game. Brian, back to you.
All right, Lindy's comments pretty quick there tonight as the Sabres fall 7-3. Feel free to send in some tweets. We'll read them here a little bit in the postgame as we get connected with our fans powered by Verizon. Get to your local Verizon store today. Send me your thoughts on this game at BrianWGR. We will read them again shortly. Again, 3 goals for Detroit on the power play, 1 for Buffalo. That's your DynaBray.com power play update powered by DynaBray Tools. Proudly made here in Buffalo. Well, Lindy did have praise for Benson, thought he played really well in the place of Paterka. We still don't have an official timeline on J.J. Paterka, but right now that's the lone injury. Injury report brought to you by the Orthopedic Center at St. Joseph Campus. 7-3 Detroit. Let's go back to Little Caesars Arena where Paul Hamilton is for his final thoughts on this one. And, Paul, it was a game going into the third. It was just a 4-3 deficit, but it got out of hand right away, and we... We mentioned it going into the intermission report there that the 5-on-3 kill had to happen, and it didn't. Kane got his fourth point of the night out of five that he ended up with there with that goal.
Well, surprisingly enough, considering I think, what did I say, there was 118 or something like that, 118 or 112 left on it. To
112 left, yeah.
I thought they did a nice job. They did kill it. They killed the 5-on-3, and it was basically a big save by Luukkonen right away from the guy right in front. And then Tuck made a really nice play, you know, to kind of take a puck away from a guy and then get it down ice. And that's really all they needed to do. Luukkonen made another save, but it wasn't one of those difficult ones like the first one was. But as I told you, if you're going to kill a 5-on-3, you better get the goaltender, and they did. They didn't really give up much on that. Unfortunately, they gave up when it became 5-on-4. At first, I thought Luukkonen, and you can help me on this, I thought he made the save, but I don't think he did. I think Kane hit the side of the net.
He did hit the side of the net, yes.
And then, you know, he wound up bringing the puck back out and scoring, and there was just nobody there. As Lindy said, they kind of got confused on the whole thing. And there was nobody there, and Pat Kane looked like he was 18 years old tonight with 5 points. DeBrincat had 4. But, you know, you look at the overall, Pat Kane has always killed the Buffalo Sabres. Remember when he was with the Blackhawks, he seemed like he always scored. And that continued tonight, but, you know, the penalty kill did hurt them. And as I said, it's a shame for them because they got through the 5-on-3, which is the part of it that I thought was going to be the problem because it was too long of a 5-on-3. But they got through that, did a good job with it, but unfortunately for them, they couldn't finish that job.
Paul, Lukanen's night, you mentioned there were some good saves along the way, but in terms of the goals against here, we're seeing now a prolonged period where he's letting in goals that we definitely would say are questionable in terms of them going in. And, you know, this Sabre team isn't good enough to be able to overcome those nights. When Luukkonen plays great for 60, then they have the chance to win. But he lets in one or two soft ones, and Buffalo usually doesn't have a chance to win.
Yeah, and when we were in talking to Norris and Thompson the whole time, Luukkonen was talking to James Reimer. James Reimer is a very good resource for him, you know, because you know he's frustrated. He doesn't want to give up 7 goals, and he knows better than you and I do goals that he should have saved and he shouldn't have, and he's frustrated. And I think that's a very good resource for him to be able to just sit there and go over things with him and maybe tell him the frustrations. And James Reimer is a very calm person from what I've seen so far this year. And he absolutely knows the game the times I've talked to him. So I think it's a very good resource for him, and it's good to see him use it because he certainly helped them win a game against Edmonton, but, you know, had his problems tonight. But as Norris said, they didn't lose because of him. I mean, there are a couple of goals I thought he should have had, but certainly you can't lay this at his feet.
7-3, Detroit beats Buffalo. The Sabres will be back home Saturday afternoon for Vegas. Paul, how about just the frustration, the penalties, the physicality in the third there? I know you asked the players and Lindy about it. Kind of started with the hit on Bryson. I know later Norris gets kind of shoved to the ice. Thompson jumps in. Just, I guess, as a whole there, what did you think of all that going on in the third?
Yeah, you know, they're probably not going to win too many fights, but they were all game. They were all there, and I like to see that. It was, you know, a five-man unit in the middle of the whole thing for everything, and, you know, that was good to see, especially. I don't understand, quite honestly, what's happened to Clifton. He was supposed to come toughen up the D, and I thought he did in the beginning. Why is Tuck having to take care of that? Clifton was standing right next to him. That has to be Clifton. He has to be the guy that goes takes care of that. You don't want Alex Tuck taking care of it. And I give Alex Tuck all the credit in the world for going to do that. He absolutely, you know, was totally willing to stand up for a teammate because I thought that was a pretty dirty hit. And, of course, it didn't get called, but he just, you know, slammed his head right into the wall. And from that point on, it was a chippy game, and the Sabres just weren't going to put up with it anymore. And, you know, I know people, well, they didn't win the fights. Who cares? They showed up. And, you know, that there have been a lot of times, and I mean a lot of times, where we're sitting here talking about, well, where are they? How come one guy's got to take on three and everything? And that they were all there. You know, even Norris was there, you know, when he was on the ice, and he's brand new to these guys, but yet he was fighting for his teammates. And, you know, trying to get in there. And, you know, but you hate to see Tage Thompson do it and Tuck doing it, but they're tired of all this and they're going to stand up for their guys. And I think, you know, fans are finally, you know, good. You know, you guys finally, you know, learned your lesson, and, you know, they were there for each other. So that's one thing I will give them in a 7-3 loss, is, you know, they were there for each other. And when especially after Bryson got hit, there was just, you know, they weren't going to put up with that anymore.
Paul, do you know the schedule before the Vegas game? Do they have a day off upcoming here, or will they practice these next 2 days before Vegas?
They have Thursday off. They will practice Friday. You got it, okay. Because they're basically, until this game, have been going every other game. So, you know, I know everybody thinks that they should be practicing 24 hours a day because they aren't a good team and all that. But
they shouldn't be bag skating at midnight when they get home, Paul? Come on.
Yeah, so, but they'll have Thursday off. They'll practice Friday and then play on Saturday.
Okay, good to know. Jack Eichel will be there, so that'll add some storylines for us. Well, Paul, we'll see you Saturday with the Golden Knights. Thanks so much for your work tonight. Have a safe trip back.
Sounds good. Take care.
Okay. Paul Hamilton in Detroit at Little Caesars Arena, where the Sabres fall to the Red Wings by a score of 7-3. All right. At this time, we're going to say goodbye to all of our local affiliates. If you want to keep listening to the postgame, go to WGR550.com or on the Odyssey app. When we come back, we'll get you our save of the game. We will get you some highlights as well as stats and update you on the standings. Check what's going on elsewhere in the NHL. 7-3, Detroit beats Buffalo. That's our final. I'm Brian Kulziel. More postgame right after this timeout. This is the Buffalo Sabres Radio Network.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This Odyssey.
Fantasy Sports Broadcast has been brought to you by GEICO. Switch and save. Get more with GEICO.
Followed by Samuelson. Kane sends it far post. Chance. Oh, what a save by Lukanen. Got over to make that stop, and a penalty coming up here. A high sticking call, or it's just a high stick of the puck, and the play is going outside the zone. I beg your pardon.
Dan Dunleavy on the call. Ukko-Pekka Luukkonen, a save of the game right there, brought to you by your Upstate Honda dealers. Great deals, four great deals on the entire Honda lineup. Visit your local Upstate Honda dealer today. 7-3 Detroit beating Buffalo. We're going to read some tweets now as we get connected with our fans powered by Verizon. Get to your local Verizon store today. Feel free to send in your thoughts after each and every game on Twitter at BrianWGR. All right, let's read a few of these. Let's see here. At Bills, I assume game day here, GMDY. UPL just can't consistently be decent. He makes some spectacular saves, but it's the bad goals that always happen. Concern is that they're blind to it and continue to think he's the no-doubt number one. Four defensemen who aren't NHL caliber, 23's gloves are always glued on. I think that's right. I think that's what I think about Luukkonen right now. I think Levi and how good he's been in Rochester, there's a lot of intrigue to think, could he be the one next year? But Levi should stay in Rochester and play and try to go as far as he can and win with the Amerks in the playoffs this year. So there's no reason to bring him up with this mess right now. So. Yeah, Lukanen's got to stop letting in the bad ones. I mean, every goalie's going to let in a bad one here and there, but it seems like it's happening much, much more often. Tony tweets in, says, the lack of the call on Bryson and a few other missed calls against Detroit and some questionable calls against the Sabres frustrated them, which led to a lot of the frustration and all the shenanigans at the end of the game. That's all on the officials. I think that's fair. I think you heard all the Sabres reference that. It's harder to hear a player say that when you give up seven. But it's a piece of it, for sure. I'm not saying the Sabres win if they don't get a couple of calls to go their way, but it definitely adds to what feels like the snowball effect when you're out there playing, for sure. Let's see here. Josh Allen's burner account says, this is really frustrating, loss in and loss out. Same response they keep giving us. We didn't play well. We didn't compete enough. Same stuff. When will they snap out of it? Do they realize how long 14 years was? The last time this team was in the playoff, our players were kids. Yes, that's why this group... it's not on the hook for 14 years. That's why it's tough to put a blanket statement that it's 14 years on this group. I mean, for as much as it's fun to blame everybody, and Kevin Adams included, like, they're not on the hook for 14 years. I always thought McDermott and Bean kind of owned up to it and said, look, while we weren't here for the playoff drought for the Bills, we have to own up to the fact we're a part of what is the image of this. And, like, while they didn't say it was them to blame, they were kind of understanding as to why people were extra frustrated by it. So, hey, look at, you make the playoffs. Look at, the Bills got Josh Allen, and that turned the franchise around. But the Bills didn't break the drought with Josh Allen. They broke the drought with Tyrod Taylor in a league that's harder to make the playoffs with. In the NHL, you just need to be 8 out of 16. Just 1 year out of 14 years. Just be 8th 1 year out of 14. Ugh, can't happen. All right, thanks for the tweets.
Too much to ask.
I know. Just 1 year, just be 8th out of 16.
Just be mediocre. That's
right.
Fine.
That's all you got to do. Right. Don't be garbage. Just be mediocre and you make it. Just one time. That's all you need. I mean, look at this year. Columbus and Ottawa right now are your wild cards. Like, that's bad. I mean, if we just start to see, Columbus is a great story with what happened in the offseason. But look at Columbus's roster. Look at Ottawa's roster. I mean, are the Sabres really that much worse than them? I would say no. But, I mean, look where they are in the standings. I guess I don't have that strong of an argument to say yes, that the Sabres have a better roster. If I started drafting players, I mean, I'd probably start with, after Dahlin, would you go Brady Kachuk next? Or would you take Thompson next? I don't know. That'd be a tough call for me. For the Sabres, you might draft Kachuk just because you need a whole change of attitude and a whole change of vibes around this organization. But, yeah, I mean, you look at these teams. Look at these teams that are in front of the Sabres. The Islanders are garbage on paper, but they're ahead of you. The Flyers are garbage. They're ahead of you. Pittsburgh's average age is like 38 right now. They're ahead of you. Everybody's ahead. I don't have to read off the teams. If they play in the East, they're ahead. There you go. Yes, they're all ahead. And a lot of these teams ahead of them, I don't think are that better. But, you know, I guess these other teams are finding ways to get points. The Sabres are finding ways not to. So that's where they are, last. All right. Well, we're not going to beat that into the ground any farther. Everybody knows where they are in the standings. Let's see what's happening elsewhere here. Let's get our scores from around the league. Brought to you by Fiegelkar and Joyce, your border attorneys. Three other games tonight. The end of the second period right now in Calgary. And the Flames have a 3-2 lead on the Canucks. Jonathan Huberdeau right now with the game tire and the go-aheader right now. The go-aheader. TJ, that's a phrase, right? Go-aheader?
I'll look it up, but I think you're right.
The go-ahead goal, I should say. Yes. 3-2 Calgary over Vancouver. End of one in Utah. The hockey club has a 1-0 lead on the Ducks. And six minutes to go with the first period in Seattle. The Kraken have a goal from Brandon Montour, the former Sabre. They're up on Montreal 1-0. One score from Big Four College Hoops I wanted to pass along. The UB women, in a thriller, come back to defeat Bowling Green 65-63. They were down 12 entering the fourth quarter and outscored BG 28-14. So they move on to the semifinals in the MAC Championships in Cleveland. And that'll be a Friday game against the 2-seed Toledo. So two wins away from the NCAA tournament. On the men's side, the only team that's left is St. Bonaventure. They'll begin their games in the A-10 tournament. I believe that'll be tomorrow. But Canisius, Niagara, and UB all on the men's side, none of them made the postseason tournament, so their seasons are done. All right, that'll do it for our broadcast here tonight. 7-3, Detroit beats Buffalo as we wrap up our postgame show. I want to thank our crew, TJ Luckman, our network producer. Thank you, TJ. Kyle Powell on our social media and game story. Check it out, WGR550.com. Paul Hamilton is our reporter in Detroit tonight. Tom Maddy, our engineer. Shope and the Bulldog on the pregame. And for our game announcers, Dan Dunleavy and Rob Ray. I'm Brian Kulziel. The final again from Little Caesars Arena. Detroit 7, Buffalo 3. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you Saturday. Sabres and Golden Knights from KeyBank Center right here on the Buffalo Sabres Radio Network. Good night, everyone.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, non-stop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almacead. Almacead is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almacead. Find out more and see the university studies at almacead.com. That's almased.com.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on. 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.